Hey everybody, welcome to Near Disney. It's the first stream of the new year for our Wednesday show, January 3rd. And if you want to know what is going on for 2024, all the market updates for what we're going to expect within a 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle, you are in the right place. Well, we already had fireworks, but you know, there's some more for you. I mean, it's New Year's has come and gone, and we hope that everyone enjoyed yourself who's watching and that you all enjoyed yourself. But first, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Elijah, in the host here tonight with Florida in Motion Realty, and on Near Disney, they call me the Prince of Real Estate.
And hey everyone, my name is Virginia Carlson with Florida in Motion and Near Disney, and I am happy to be here and wishing all of our viewers and subscribers a very happy new year for 2024.
Hi everyone, I'm Tanya with Florida in Motion Realty, also known as the Latin Princess, and we're happy you're joining us in our first show for the year. Yeah, thanks for being here.
Yeah, as I alluded, this will kind of heavily focus on what to expect in the real estate market in Central Florida for 2024. Some of the news as far as like loans are going, inventories going, and the like. But we also just want to highlight that there was some fun, just non-real estate local activity going on for downtown Orlando, because I think we've got some cred, don't we, Virginia?
We do. Orlando has surpassed New York City as the number one city to do something fun or any kind of thing on New Year's Eve, which is exciting. And I know New Year's Eve was a few days ago, but we just thought this was a fun thing to touch on again, since our city is ranked by Wallet Hub, ranked City Beautiful as the number one spot to celebrate New Year's Eve. And it has the highest food and entertainment ranking. And I think that has a lot to do with so many tourists come to visit this area around the holidays. I mean, I know you guys, we've all experienced it, like just the influx of tourism and people, especially around Christmas and New Year's, and even the weeks leading up to that time. I mean, don't you agree? Like we see a lot of more people coming here because everything is just so beautifully decorated, and it's just a really beautiful, fun place to be for the holidays.
Yeah, my sister lives in downtown Orlando, actually. Yeah. Just went all out with decorating the Lake Eola walking path and all of the downtown shops and restaurants and the town square. So it's definitely happening. And if anyone watching did anything cool that they could verify that, yes, Orlando is an awesome spot to celebrate New Year's, share your story or share your activity that you did or place where you watched the countdown happen. Because apparently you are in a better place here in Orlando than even being in Times Square. Wallet Hub was looking at it kind of from a point of bang for your buck, you know, so, just like the fun, cool things you can do affordably that you know, that can be in that context. Because I don't doubt that we have New York beat in that respect as this town continues to expand.
Yeah, and I think that maybe a lot of people want to come down to Florida from where they are, because the weather is typically pretty nice here. It might be a little chilly, but not freezing cold. And definitely, you know, walkability is a key factor in just getting out in the fresh air. And there were definitely lots of fun things to do, and not just in Orlando, but all over, like in Kissimmee and Lake Nona, just a lot of different places that have things to do. And it's not just Disney, but we love Disney, but we can, you know, go to City Walk or just different inns. I mean, there's just so many places to go. Boxy Park and Lake Nona that just had really cool events that are really accessible.
Yeah, there's lots of towns and cities in the central area that have cute little downtowns, like, you know, whether you're in Winter Park, Winter Garden, Celebration, or what have you. And Wallet Hub factored into like points of enjoyability, like does your state allow fireworks, or your city, you know, like, and Florida. We're a nice tropical place where we're, you know, get some healthy rain. And so, yeah, no, we plenty of our municipalities let you fire off those fireworks, as you probably heard.
Oh, yeah, we heard them. Doing so. Yeah. But just knowing that everyone, you hear the fireworks and you know that everyone's enjoying themselves. So they're kind of cheerful to hear.
So after we rung in the new year, I think that Tanya found a pretty cool just market update here, just to kind of give an idea from FloridaRealtors.org about what we can sort of expect in real estate for 2024.
Yeah, that's right. I was very curious about what the market is going to do this year. And I found this article by Tom Ferry and Adam Greenville, and they share valuable insights on what's happening. Adam, for example, said that it's time to focus on the fundamentals, remain sharp, and be prepared. With the influx in population, you know, we're still growing. It's Florida. People still want to move here. Mm-hmm. So we've seen other markets in other states, you know, that have slowed down, but we're still going strong. So with remote workers, you know, a lot of people after COVID started working from home. And some of them moved here. You know, people are moving from international, from other countries. People are moving from other states. So Florida is still a very nice location to move into because of the weather and all of the opportunities that are here.
Mm-hmm. And no income tax.
Yeah, not to mention that income tax, right? And we are basically back to a pre-pandemic normal pattern when it comes to sales. Our inventory is increasing, and that has helped. That has helped, you know, with prices. Prices remain the same if you think about it, and some prices have actually gone up. So it's still going strong, especially in some of the metro areas like Orange County, Hillsborough, Lee, Polk County, Palm Beach counties. That's where most people from other countries want to move into. And we're still receiving also people from Canada and Latin America and Europe. So they are looking for places close to the beach. But some of them are choosing to stay here in the Orlando area. So this is still a very hot place to be and a very ideal location for remote workers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's looking good for us. I don't see anything out of the... You know, some people were saying that prices were going to go down, but, you know, it's very clear that we are a state that is growing and we're driven by population and business expansion. So it's just very important to stay informed, to be adaptable and embrace what's happening. You know, just stay connected with us because we'll be giving you the updates every week of what's going on. Mm-hmm. But if you live in Florida or if you're looking to move to Florida, this is a great state to be right now as far as real estate is concerned.
Yeah. Another thing it's highlighting here is that it's a place that's rife with new construction opportunities as well. A lot of buyers thinking about new construction because inventory on active listings has, you know, it's getting better, but, you know, it's still low. But the new construction being, you know, was something that was halted with supply chain shortages during the pandemic, but has begun to rev back up over the last year. So there's become more buying opportunities there, investing in new neighborhoods that are still in the Central Florida or South Florida area. And another thing that they're mentioning here is that we're starting to get some of those updates that the rate hikes are starting to slow. I mean, they've kind of capped it. It was the last update that we heard. And so that's going to, you know, affect people's confidence or skittishness to be sort of alleviated going into the new year as well. Mm-hmm. We have tons of lenders who we can put you in touch with who will let you know what's the latest that's going on with that. And what are the best programs that are being offered at any given time? Mm-hmm. The simple thing that I found on Orlando Business Journal, the supply of homes has kind of hit its highest mark since 2019. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like, you know, nice to be hearing those words like pre-pandemic levels, coming back in. Those are the things that people have just been aching to get, you know, as far as at least the buyers are concerned, because we talk about things in terms of good news. Well, buyers' good news can sometimes be sellers' not so good news, and vice versa. And so, you know, those high prices, hopefully that we'll be able to find more and more instances for you to get a break on that. Uh-huh. So, there were 8,200 homes for sale in November, and then a 6-month supply of homes is generally considered to be a healthy housing market. We're starting to see the increase of supply be meaningful, creates a more favorable environment for home buyers. So that potential dip in interest rates in November to 7.3, down from that two-decade high of 7.8 in October, speculation is that it continues to fall. So that's what we're seeing. That's what we're hoping to see. The big, yucky, scary words that we kept hearing all 2023 was interest rates.
Yeah.
The agents were probably dealing with more cash buyers than we were typically used to. And hopefully now we'll start to get a little bit back to normal when it comes to that, because a lot of that shock was just was people just being so used to the low that we would just see them hold out and just get scared that it went from like 3 to 4 or 4 to 5. And we would just, you know, tell people, you know, hey, it could go higher. And then some people that we were dealing with got stuck in it in an instant where it was, now it's 7, now it's getting closer to 8. And then they have to wait even longer because the stats got too high for the house that they wanted to buy. And so fortunately, it looks like that will be on the right track to get ameliorated in the coming year. So, woo, that's one reason for fireworks.
Yes.
Was there anything else you wanted to add regarding the rates, Virginia, and those loan limits?
Yeah, so the FHA just released their new loan limits for 2024, which is encouraging. The loans have increased, and that is a reflection of the rising home prices, which kind of evens things out. So we asked, like, what do FHA increases actually do? Essentially, they enable home buyers to use FHA's low down payment financing. And this is great because it eliminates the threat of shutting out well-qualified borrowers from the market. So it really just kind of helps, like I said, put in like an even keel on who is able to purchase a home. And, you know, it brings more people in and makes it possible and doesn't shut people out. The base for a single family will be $498,257, an increase, and it can go as high as $1,149,825. So that's encouraging that the FHA sees that and understands that, you know, the increase is necessary because of the increase in the home prices. So that's all positive news for 2024. I was happy to see that.
Definitely. Yeah. The rates are one factor when it comes to encouraging people to make the push. But we talked like a lot last year when it came to seller incentives that they can create. One of them was buying down the rate. But there are some other seller incentives that we can talk about as well. Like right now, we have a really awesome listing that came in the Story Lake area near to Disney. That's 4627 Fairy Tale Circle. Just couldn't have a more beautiful street name to be near to Disney. And the sellers were offering 3 months of HOA fees to a buyer on top of, you know, pretty good market price. So, you know, there's ways that you can get creative when we advise there. Something else that kind of happens is when you're acquiring a property, if you have something like a garage or a parking space that can be potentially assigned, it might be yours to sell or to buy to add value to the unit. And that's something that you dug up with some information on, Tanya.
Yes, that's right. Well, there's a few things to consider if you're thinking about selling your parking spot. And one is it legal, right?
Right.
You have to check with your HOA, like what their requirements are. Like, can you even do this? Is it allowed by your association?
Mm-hmm.
And even if it is, should you even consider it? I mean, there is, of course, getting extra cash might seem enticing, but there are potential downsides. Like if you ever need another spot down the road, let's say you get married or something, then that's going to be a problem. And it may not be as easy or affordable. Let's say you want to buy another parking spot when you actually need it. Well, it may be a lot more than what you sold it for. So, you know, it's just, you know, just have to weigh the options. Especially here in Florida, I feel like when we get hurricanes, you probably want your garage, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
You want your car to be inside as much as possible. But it's really up to you. It's really a matter of, does my association let me do this? And what if I need it down the road? So it's kind of, it's a balance. You need to make a decision based on those things. And yeah, so we've seen people do it, right, Elijah? Some people do it here in Celebration, especially there's one particular area where they seems like they allow it, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yes, you're right. When you mentioned hurricanes, that protection, that some of those garages have that like block construction inside. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, Central Florida is often where they kind of go down a few categories, or like by the time they hit us. So, but you know, you still don't want twigs from trees scraping you. So they can be useful. We have a listing right now in the Mirasol area of Celebration, the town that was built by Disney, a place mm-hmm. where it's a bit of a free-for-all because not all residents in the condo get a garage.
Right.
They do get an assigned parking spot, but that garage can be very coveted and they can deed them to other people. You can relinquish the ownership of it to that unit. It can be very expensive given how close it is to the downtown area. And we saw some of those sales can be like $40,000, $50,000 just for a single car garage space. People value that storage. A lot of people in that area love to put their old vintage car that they polish today. I just see these men go out and bring these glossy vehicles with wings on the back with their headlights and just start waxing them down, and they cover it up with the cloth and put it in the garage. You know, it's very sacred. And like, I think there's one guy who's been maybe buying up more garages than his fair share, but hey, car enthusiast. He likes condo living, doesn't want to have a house. It's kind of fun, but that's a good thing about our listing at Mirasol 500 Mirasol Circle Unit 310. Comes with that garage.
Yes, the owner
could sell it, but rather sell it to you with the unit. And you know that I could understand that the temptation to sell a parking spot could be infinitely amplified. Like if you were in New York City, where like some of those can be like $200,000 just to like park anywhere near to Times Square. It's like.
Make sure you check with your association though.
Make sure they let you that you can actually deed it away.
So yep.
That's cool. I'm talking about fun things near to the downtown areas, whether it's New York or Orlando. New York doesn't have a monopoly on musicals with Broadway. We've got some Disney themed action that's currently running at Dr. Phillips Center in downtown Orlando. Aladdin is in town and January 3rd to the 7th for a 5-day limited stint. From what I can see here, you could still click the get tickets button and pick something up that's fun for some wholesome Disney tunes that we all know. I mean, that Aladdin came out in 92. And I was born in 93, so that VHS tape was firmly in my VCR as a young child, back when you would physically rewind things. So I know all the songs, and it's cool to just kind of see them performed in a different way with this cast and interpretations on how things can translate from the stage crafting to from animation. Like, you know, this awesome guy here takes the role of what Robin Williams had as the genie, finds a way to take a real animated inspiration and bring it to life with an in-person performance. So
yeah, I'm sure it's great. The Dr. Phillips Center always does a fantastic job. Their performances are amazing.
It's a classy venue for sure.
Well, I love it. It's great.
So, hey,
check it out.
We hope that you enjoyed this market update. If you want some more information, our numbers are below. They physically ring us. We're real people who have real estate licenses who will be happy to take your calls about anything within a 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle. Heck, maybe even a little beyond, just for you, if you call. And we'll let you know what's going on in Central Florida for 2024. Because a lot more people, they were like waiting from the holidays. So we wanted to have one more Christmas in their current home before putting it on the market. So we expect maybe some of these things will pick up, or there's some people who wanted to do that before they started their search. So we're getting more and more of that rationale. And yeah, we've got listings for you, and we know how to find other listings for you.
That's right. Yep. Yeah.
So we appreciate it if you subscribe. Appreciate it if you comment anything that had to do with what we talked about today, or how your New Year's is going. Or if we always challenge you. We create videos that we share on Friday stream at 1:30 p.m. about highlighting communities in Central Florida. And if there's a community that you want to know more about, always go up into the search box, type the name of that community, town, city in Central Florida, and near Disney. See. We made a video about it. And if not, go ahead and suggest it in the comments. Don't think we won't make a whole video series on a cool area just for you. So hit the like button, please subscribe, and catch us next week.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Make sure that you subscribe and like so that we can continue to give you up-to-date information on all things that are going around the 25-mile radius of Cinderella's Castle, because this is truly a magical place to live.